This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I sound bad. And I am your host, Bill Frady, and I apologize for sounding the way I sound, but the show must go on. Now, by the time this gets talked about this weekend, this will be old news. Although, what I like about it is the unmasking, because the Democrats are unmasking themselves. And for those of us that are gun owners, well, there's one representative in Congress that wants to have a little fission fusion party happening over our house. Now, we just had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's going to be the proof that we should not let young Democratic socialists be anywhere near power. But rearing his fine-looking, neatly coiffed hair is Representative Eric Swalwell, 38 years old. His district is in the suburbs of the Bay Area, and he's not nearly as smart as he thinks. And this makes him dangerous to his own party. He's already announced that he's thinking of running for his party's presidential nomination. So he's eligible because he does meet the constitutional minimum age of 35. And he wants to appeal to the radical left of the Democrats' base that adores Cortez. And maybe this explains his little series of tweets, starting with an open admission of his intent to confiscate private firearms. Dana Loesch. She had tweeted, high-ranking Democrat Eric Swalwell calls for confiscation of semi-automatic rifles using $15 billion of taxpayer dollars to do it and proposes criminally prosecuting those who don't participate. He replied, she's not lying. We should ban assault weapons by buying them back or restricting them to ranges slash clubs. Hashtag enough is enough. Clubs, by the way, don't own those guns, Eric. The people that you'd be confiscating them from own them. So the ranges would be driven out of business because nobody would be going there to shoot. Now, he is smart enough to anticipate a furious reaction, and which is Twitter's reason for existence, and which he got. So here we have somebody saying, so basically at Representative Swalwell wants a war, because that's what you would get. You're out of your blanking mind if you think I'll give up my rights and give the government all the power. Then John Kerr, somebody else says, make no mistake, they want to eradicate the Second Amendment, ban and seize all guns, and have all power rest with the state. These people are dangerously obsessed with power. And this is where Representative Swalwell, sounds like a name that would have come out of a cartoon, maybe Dick Tracy. This is where he goes off the rails. He tweets, it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, but they're legit. And I'm sure if we talked, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. When he did that, he violated the first rule of nuclear warfare. Never make a threat you aren't prepared to carry out. Somebody says, so our government would nuke its own country in order to take guns. Wow. And then you start to backtrack by pretending that the response was dramatic and the threat to use the nukes was not. He tweets, don't be so dramatic. No one is nuking anyone or threatening that. I'm telling you, this is not the 18th century. The argument that you would go to war with your government if an assault weapons ban was in place is ludicrous and inflames the gun debate, which is what you want. What he's done here is lay the groundwork for some fundraising. And voter registration and turnout driver for those who own guns and those who are protected by a gun owner. And for decades, the Democrats have hewn to the line that they want only common sense gun control because they realize the potential for outright confiscation drives voters away and also is likely to be held unconstitutional. But not Swalwell. Now he has literally gone nuclear with his rhetoric, creating a powerful mental image, which is the same thing they did when they came up with the term gun control, when they came up with the term assault weapon, when they came up with the term gun violence. He has created a mental image. But this time, instead of it being you coming into the neighborhood because the gun is talking to you with the voices, this is one of the government coming after you with nukes, using all of their military capability to enforce gun confiscation. And I guess posse comitatus be damned, incidentally. But he still thinks he's smarter than the rubes who called out his use of language. So, you know, keep it up, Eric. Share your inner totalitarian with the public. That I think that is a stupendous idea. Stupendous. Because this is the thing. We went into Afghanistan, which is a country the size of Texas. There were 35,000 hardcore Taliban members in Afghanistan when we went in there. Some of them had never seen a toilet. Most of them didn't live indoors. Most of them didn't have all their teeth. There's a lot of things about them that we could look at our society and say, these guys have never been this or that. And yet, we have yet to lock down Afghanistan. We have gone through multiple generations of vehicles. We've gone through multiple generations of ground combat doctrine. It has changed forever the kit and loadout of a soldier. We can't put them down. Now, the difference between, say, Afghanistan and trying to run gun confiscation here in the United States is here in the United States you have about 20 million veterans. You have more veterans than that, but you have about 20 million that are walking around still very viable. And most of these veterans, when I say viable, would not stand for that. They would not stand for that. And knowing this, most of the regular military would not go along with it. Most of the regular military, when they say, okay, Apache Wing, go out there and start strafing these people, we're going to have some Apache aircraft by the end of the day. We're going to have Bradleys, and we're going to have main battle tanks. We'll have all that stuff. And when he says it would be a short war, yes, it would. It'd be over within about 7 days. This has actually been, we've actually done the math and extended everything out there, Eric. And this is the fun part. This is somebody who doesn't like semi-automatic weapons in the hands of people. And he uses crime that he loves. He loves that this happens so he can constantly come in here. And he'll get on TV and he tries to sound very reasonable. Well, most of America is law-abiding. So if we made a law to where they were banned, they would be law-abiding. Well, no, I don't think that would be the way it goes, Eric. I may be wrong about that. There would be certain states, without a doubt, that would fold like a house of cards. But there's enough gun owners in the United States to where if we only have 10%, and if we got most of the veterans, we have the largest land army to ever be run. It's not going to be law enforcement kicking in the door because they've been thrown under the bus. They've been, you know, they're systemically racist, right? And they're brutal and they kill people and stuff. The military has become a Petri dish. So, how do you intend to carry that out? Because he's talking about, and we'll get into the meat and potatoes of what he's actually talking about, trying to implement when we get back. But, I don't get you, Eric. You can sit out there and be smug and smarmy all you want, which is what you specialize in. And I love that you have unmasked, though. Democrats, there's your figurehead right there. We'll discuss his details when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, the congested and busy-throated Bill Frady. Please excuse me. This is important enough to belt it anyway. And I hope you don't mind me sounding as bad as I do, because I know I sound bad. Back this past May, House Democrat Eric Swalwell authored an op-ed for USA Today that argues for federal confiscation and an Australian-style buyback of assault weapons in America, which even when accounting for murders by weapons misclassified as assault weapons are used in fewer than 1% of the homicides. And this would include weapons like the wildly popular AR-15, the AKs, the, you know, the Galils, which millions of Americans own. Now, when you take that and you couple it with his incendiary tweet, where he would say playfully suggests that the government might employ nukes if it ever had to go to war with a disgruntled citizenry, and that made headlines, this might play well with the Swalwell constituents in the East Bay who have to wear rubber booties over their shoes when they're walking on the sidewalk so they're not walking in human excrement. They probably also have to wear snake-proof boots underneath them for the hypodermics might jab them in the foot. That might play well for them. But heralding and aligning this radical idea with Democrats nationwide could not have been helpful for Democrats seeking to hold on seats that they won in the American heartland. And it's worth noting just how radical his suggestion is. He isn't arguing for the assault weapon ban of 1994. The assault weapon ban of 1994 said we can't buy, from this point on, there can be no more sold to the American populace with these features. All of the ones that existed prior to that were grandfathered in. And the features that they were getting rid of, this meant that you didn't have muzzle devices and you didn't have bayonet lugs and a few other things. It didn't change the gun. It just changed certain cosmetic features about the gun. And all of the guns prior to that were perfectly legal. His idea is arguing for federal confiscation of millions of weapons that the federal government may arbitrarily deem too deadly for an individual American to own. And this should be clear to anyone out there. Anyone out there. The prospect of such legislation implies two distinct outcomes. You would have federal agents forced to physically visit American homes individually to seize their weapons if they choose not to surrender or sell them to the government, and there will be a penalty of violence for failure to comply. Sort of like what happened to Mr. Willis in Maryland. Now, I understand that. You probably understand that. And understanding this, this American veteran got on there and on Twitter and said that this would be an incitement to war, as he would not give the government all the power. Gun control advocates are going to sit back with this one and argue that that is a radical statement to make. But it is an honest and cogent framing of the argument, and it is perfectly in keeping with what the founders intended when they framed the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. Despite the fact that we now can, you know, we can order a car on the phone, or food on the phone, or just have smartphones at all, despite the fact that, you know, we have 24-hour news. All of these advancements in American life mean nothing compared to the Bill of Rights. So the idea that a tyrannical government would rise up and take all the guns, the chance that that actually connects to a civil war, causes a civil war, is very, very in keeping. So the right to own firearms, infringed upon by a federal government, explicitly forbidden to do so, is the paramount confirmation that power resides in the hands of the people and not the hands of the government. And apparently oblivious to this fact that millions of Americans, like our founders, see the right of gun ownership in this way, Swalwell decided to respond, and it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, but they're legit, and I'm sure if we talk, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. Now, the blowback from the American gun rights advocates was swift and fierce, but this is more than just an example of an epic Twitter ratio. There's a deeper lesson to be gleaned here. So let's break down this into two separate parts. Let's see how I'm doing on time. I got enough time, I think, for that. Firstly, the last sentence of the tweet offers the facade of an olive branch, but Swalwell has to know it's nothing of the sort. Where's the middle ground? between a government official demanding that your rightful property under the Constitution be confiscated, and a citizenry that will not accept that intrusion upon our rights. Where is that middle ground? That's an unresolvable difference that makes common ground impossible. And as such, we can conclude that the last sentence is meaningless. There, it's there only to provide the false perception of balance. The core message of the tweet is in what precedes it. His reference to nukes is hyperbole, but the tweet manages to express a belief that Americans will do whatever the hell the federal government wants them to because the government has the muscle to make them do it, or they will kill them for noncompliance with federal law. And the most mind-boggling part of this for me is that he expresses that belief while simultaneously arguing that the federal government should infringe upon the rights of gun owners and should confiscate and outlaw ownership of Americans' deadlier weapons, making them less capable of defending themselves against a ruling class that views itself as capable of forcing the citizenry to do whatever it deems best for them. I don't have an AR-15 because I particularly like them, although I do. I have them because they are particularly effective. On the ground, they are particularly effective. They're not killing weapons, per se. They're more of a wounding weapon, but it takes a lot of people to care for a wounded person. I do have bigger calibers, to be sure, but that would be, if things went sideways here in these United States, that would be what I tried to pick up. So, in short, Mr. Swalwell accidentally makes a very brilliant case for gun rights. And he wants to take away the one thing that, you know, one of the things that makes us equal to them. Make no mistake, we would get them anyway. Because we have one thing that is impossible to overcome, and that's numbers. And it's hard to imagine how the existence and exact purpose of the Second Amendment could be better justified, or why our right to keep and bear arms must be protected at all costs. So, you know, but I do like, I keep coming back to this, I hope America is paying attention. I hope America is paying attention, because now you've got government officials out there threatening to kill American citizens for noncompliance with the law. We can't have that. We cannot have that. Well, delve deeper into this when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to Gun Owners News Hour. Hopefully, I've been taking a lot of, I've been around a bunch of, because it's Christmas time or getting to be Christmas time, I know this is the week of Thanksgiving. I know that I'm trying to get everything done early so I won't have to deal with the madness. So everybody else is doing it too, and everybody's brought their children out that have just like the bubonic plague and, you know, cholera and black plague and all this other stuff. And I'm getting around them and I'm catching it. And I'm taking the airborne. Anyway, but I digress. For the leftists here in America, gun control has always been nothing more than a statist impulse in search of a reason to justify it. This is why, unless there is a rampage killing that they can try to tack onto, and they don't tack on to all of them because all of them don't fit the narrative. But if there's one they can tack on to, well, then they will. And there's always been reasons they've offered us as to why the government should prohibit us from owning this type of gun or that type of gun. And today, the flavor of the month is the AR-15. And the reason that is most commonly parroted tends to be along these lines. Like this tweet from Max Boot, who I would love to meet. There's no reason why any civilian should own an assault weapon. And gun prohibition and buyback much more effective than a ban on further sale. See, this is where Max uses that visual stimuli of the term assault weapon for you to say, well, why would an American want that? Who wants to assault people? Now, he tweeted this, Max did, in support of the courageous and principled stand by the Democratic House Representative Eric Swalwell, who is the new champion of the idea of an Australia gun-style buyback of assault weapons like AR-15. Now, they're tactically referring to this proposed effort as a buyback for the same reason that restaurateurs call the Patagonian toothfish a Chilean sea bass on their menus. A government buyback of guns sounds much more palatable for the American public than the forcible government confiscation of firearms, but it doesn't change the nature of things. The actual choice for Americans under Swalwell's proposal that Max Boot approves of would be to sell their guns to the government, surrender them with no recompense, or have the government forcibly confiscate them, with offenders facing prosecution or violence at the hands of government agents. And that, by the way, is no choice at all. But it presents the veneer of choice meant to hide the constitutional rights that would be stolen from American citizens. But what is most amazing about all of this is the ease with which the confiscation of heretofore legal firearms from millions of Americans is being proposed in many open forums today. It is an illogically impossible idea to conclude that such an action by the federal government would not be in direct violation of the Second Amendment. That is not in keeping with the Second Amendment. It was never meant to be in keeping. The founders wanted you to have the terrible implements of war. Now, the closest thing that we could find evidence suggesting that such a mass confiscation of assault weapons would be constitutional offered by Swalwell in his op-ed in the USA Today. He observed that the late Antonin Scalia wrote in the Heller decision of 2008 that the right to gun ownership is not unlimited. So his logic goes, because the right is not unlimited, it must mean that it's at least arguable that confiscation of military-style weapons by the federal government might be allowable, even though confiscation is the most egregious form of infringement upon firearm ownership, which the Second Amendment strictly prohibits. Also, he ignores the part in the Heller decision that Antonin Scalia wrote, where he said, you can't ban guns in common use. That is omitted, of course. We're cherry-picking the decision. And the other part of it, he also says, after all, our courts haven't found a constitutional right to have assault weapons anyway. Except that's not exactly true. Insofar as he uses military-style weapons and assault weapons interchangeably to specifically reference the AR-15, you could easily argue that the courts have found a constitutionally protected right for Americans to own them. In fact, it was the Supreme Court's rationale in upholding America's very first sweeping federal gun regulation in 1939. So it might strike many of us as odd that the first challenge to the first sweeping gun control regulation didn't occur until 1939. And that's because for the majority of American history, no federal gun control legislation imposed against all Americans existed. Now, there had been things imposed by various states applying only within their respective dominion. Since almost immediately after the founding of America, that's true, but the notion of federal gun law is a relatively new concept, and the first wide federal gun regulation did not occur until 1934 with the NFA, the National Firearms Act. And like most contraventions of constitutional principles, the subterfuge was the key to passing it. This is where we got... You can't own an automatic weapon. Oh, well, you can own an automatic weapon, but you got to pay this tax stamp, which in 1934 it was $200, and in 1934, $200 was a lot of money. We'll get to that later. It was clearly a response to the rampant Depression-era gangster violence, and it was, and sort of like what we see today with the rampage killer, it's not the rationale for the law. A federal government had a broad, seemingly illimitable ability to tax. So the act was justified as a mechanism for revenue. It didn't ban the Thompson machine gun because that would have been as construed as to run afoul of the Second Amendment. It levied a tax equal to its market value, doubling its cost and making it less accessible. You could buy it for $200, but now you had to pay a tax on it of $200. You had to have your fingerprints. You had to have permission from local law enforcement. And Now, because there were duties and they were registered, the government saw itself within its rights to regulate these weapons as a matter of ensuring the lawful collection of revenue. But it was actually a circumvention of the Second Amendment. But it did meet a challenge, and the subject was not about a Tommy gun, but an unregistered sawed-off shotgun, which had a barrel shorter than 18 inches. So it's been challenged before. Now, the AR-15, due to its light weight and recoil and heavy payload potential in terms of ammunition and stuff like that, this is where you'd find a bunch of usefulness in a militia comprised of citizens, should it ever be needed. And there can be no logical rebuttal to that claim. So there's absolutely no reason to believe that criminals will relinquish their military-style weapons with the advent of a new gun confiscation law. They own them now. They were provided to them, in some cases, by Fast and Furious with the Obama administration. So, gun control advocates. This is a thing to always remember about these guys. Whenever they're trying to present something to you, once you tunnel down and peel that onion back, this is where we get their true foundation of their intentions. Gun control advocates are driven by a statist impulse towards government control. They are always going to be in search of a reason to act upon it. This is why when something happens in a gun-free zone, we don't get rid of gun-free zones. Because there will be another incident like that where there will be another reason for them to act. And that's why we have so many gun-free zone incidents, which we don't, it's a very rare thing. The school shootings are a very rare thing. But that's the basis behind gun control, that impulse. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets, based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back in one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I promise that I will gargle the next time I'm going to be in front of you. And we're going to finish off, of course, with this. See, this is the thing about this. It's not a scary part for me, okay? But it is a part that gives me pause. Because when you have, it has always been one of these things where they're out there, well, I'm for the Second Amendment, but these guys no longer feel constrained by that. They think that their base wants there to be a gun-free society. Which, that will never exist. There will never be a gun-free society. There will never be a weapon-free society. And by the way, even if there were a weapon-free society, there would still be very dangerous people because unarmed does not mean not dangerous. So, I've been kicking around this idea of writing an open letter to Representative Swalwell. Maybe we should refer to him as Representative Swelled Head. Representative Swelled Head. This one, this one is for you, sir. I have a Twitter account, Representative Swellhead, and I don't really like it because this is where a lot of anonymous people come out and say a bunch of crazy stuff, right? So when I fired it up on Friday, I was baffled to see what was going on. I saw your tweet where you find some American military veteran who knows a few things and warns of a civil war in the event of your assault weapon confiscation. And you brought up nuking him. And ostensibly any of us in the citizenry that might have the same ideas. Seriously, sir. Seriously, and I'm calling you sir out of the courtesy that the military taught me. Then you began to mischaracterize the whole thing, first calling it sarcasm while still ignoring the reality that you brought up the argument of nuking Americans who disagree with you. And then you tweeted this. Well, look at the lies. First, you propose a buyback. But notice how you said you wanted the police to go after anyone who didn't want to sell their AR-15s for a fraction of their purchase price. And I'm not going to keep reading this tweet to you. You're not proposing a method to reduce the number of AR-15s on the streets. You were talking about confiscating the single most effective rifle for self-defense and going after anyone who didn't want to go along with the program. Then you were warned that if you did that, it'll spark a civil war. And to be clear, this point was made a long time ago. Before this Twitter user, before Twitter. There is no possibility you've never heard this before. American gun owners, Americans, period, given an opportunity to sample it, do not intend to become subjects. We don't trust the government, regardless of who's in power, to just accept it as the only one with these weapons. It's also interesting that you sarcastically point out that the USA isn't losing to his assault weapons. And you claim that that comment is leading you to being called a tyrant. No, sir. No. That's not why you were called a tyrant. No. You were called a tyrant because you are seeking to ignore the Second Amendment. You were called a tyrant because you want to deprive the people of their property without due process. And you were called a tyrant for seeking to create the perfect environment for tyranny to take hold in this nation. You're called a tyrant because you then respond to warnings of what that might lead to with comments about nuclear weapons. But allow me, if you will, dig, if you will, a picture, if you will, Mr. Swellhead. In the 60s, a lot of people older than me went off to a place called Vietnam. And there, the mighty American military that you claim would just tear us apart and just make it just short order, came face to face with an enemy that was little more than guys with assault rifles. And how did that work out? And no, we didn't nuke them. Then we fast forward 50 or so years to 2001. A group of terrorists hijacked some planes and flew them into buildings. We knew who was responsible, and we knew roughly where he was. We told the Taliban to give him over, and they refused, and we rolled right over them. Now, little more than guys with assault rifles, they've been a major headache for the military since then. And the same thing played out in Iraq. Saddam's army fell in no time, but we were stymied by the guerrilla warfare that followed. So, should, God forbid, a civil war come to our American shores, it isn't going to be pretty. But if you were to somehow harness and motivate the combined might of the United States, you're still going to have a damn hard time neutralizing the rebellion that this would bring about. And that's if the military is even interested in fighting. So don't be surprised, Representative Swellhead, to find out that most of the guys on the sharp end actually disagree with you over this kind of junk. And these are the ones that have to put on the plate carriers and the boots and the baggy pants, and then they have to go kick in the doors and be the ones who get shot at. And the same is true of law enforcement. Do not mistake police chiefs pontificating on gun control to mean that the regular beat cop is going to be your ally in this. They know damn good and well they can't be everywhere. But an armed citizen can it be at least where protection needs to be brought. And also, the police know this as well. The harbingers of law and order are not the police, and it's not the government. It's the fact that we're just good people. We're a sympathetic, empathetic people. We're a courageous people. We're a law-abiding people. So in other words, people who you would want to stand against their own communities aren't likely to side with you on any particular level. And maybe, on some level, maybe that's why you brought up nukes in the first place. So, look, Representative Swellhead, I get that you're from California. And people there seem to love them some gun control. But California isn't the rest of the United States, and I'm thankful for that. But you should also realize that many of us have seen what is transpiring in other countries, and we are bound and determined not to allow that to happen here. We've watched the UK ban guns, then start going after free speech at a time when crime is becoming more and more of an epidemic. A real epidemic. We've watched Europe do the same thing as refugees act however they want, and the governments of Europe seem unwilling to do anything about it. But the idea of average Europeans having the means to defend themselves, that's unconscionable. And we've seen that. And we're not interested in that. So if that means that you want to nuke us, so be it. But you need to look at the writings of our founding fathers when it comes to guns. They explicitly wanted us to be able to overthrow the government if it failed to act in our interests. And by making your crack about nukes, you didn't take down the pro-gun argument. You may have created a pro-civilian ownership of nukes argument. So, good job. Good job for that one. Maybe the next time you decide to be so flippant over a gun owner's concerns about his constitutionally protected rights, you won't act like an elitist schmuck. Maybe. Maybe you'll recognize there are real concerns at work on this side of the aisle. Maybe your attitude isn't making anyone more willing to sit down with you and talk about finding that common ground to protect our families and our communities. Especially since the only common ground you want is to find better boils down to your way or the highway. So no, we're not giving up our weapons. And yes, if you insist on coming after us, it will spark a civil war. You need to come to terms with the reality if you are going to keep pushing this ban of yours. Man up and admit that you want us dead. And I would respect your guts. But, you know, you can go ahead and drop the pretense that you want anything other than what I just said. Sleep tight, Representative Swelthead. Back again next week. Stay safe, keep your heads up. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.